Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hey, it's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase. Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever it works for you.
I think he realizes how much confidence we have in him. I think he's playing a lot of good ball. And, you know, it's frustrating because Spence hasn't been able to get a win in this league, and he's earned it and he deserves it. He's done so much good. And so, we got to all rally together, focus on our individual task, and we'll get that thing done sooner rather than later.
New Orleans coach Kellen Moore, Spencer Rattler, who has started 9 NFL games and is 0-9. He gets Josh Allen in the Bills this week. Good luck. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Football Friday on WGR, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. We're talking about the Ryder Cup during the break, largely. Scottie Scheffler, maybe another American top player in the world, who just maybe can't sort of get with the vibes of the Ryder Cup.
Right. I'm doing some pretty amateur psychological analysis here, but like the way he talked during this past season about, I don't want to too heavily slant the conversation one way to make the point, but like, you know, this doesn't mean that much to me. You know, like I'm great, I'm winning, but you know, I get off the golf course and I go home and like, that's it. It's not like, yay, I'm great. It seems like more like a job, I think, to him, the way he comes off talking about it. And I think if you sort of take that in a certain direction, you look at an event like this where it's so emotional and you've got guys almost to the point of being awkward, celebrating and just really being, you know, fired up and trying to get the crowd going. And like, that's not him. I don't think, and you don't see him really do that at all. Like he's just sort of playing. And I wonder if this event is just a real mental struggle for him because of how he prioritizes everything. Like he's not going to pour extra into this, I don't think. At least not outwardly and emotionally, to put on a show for everyone. And that might leave a guy feeling awkward about the whole scene, you know, because everyone is so excited and they're chanting and all this stuff, and you're just trying to play golf. So I wonder if the whole fit is just weird. I mean, he's the best player in the world, and his approach seems at odds with a lot of what this event is about.
He might be the best player in the world, but he's the worst player in his foursome today. Like, it's just, nothing is really happening there. You know, Tiger was maybe a little bit different than that, also playing this amateur role. I just feel like Tiger was trained to kill you. He was like a trained killer. And, oh, now I'm Fred Funk's partner. I want to murder Fred Funk.
Right.
Like, how am I supposed to make that
I'm
work?
Supposed to help him line up putts? What?
And they tried everything with Tiger. They put him with Mickelson.
Yeah.
Let's try that. They put him with rookies. They put him with everybody. And it rarely really clicked. Like, you rarely got, at the Ryder Cup, his best stuff.
Yeah. It is different because intensity and it being, like, to me, he was almost the opposite of what I just described Scheffler talking about these events he wins, because Tiger, I don't remember him ever getting deep, you know, psychologically the way Scheffler has been asked to or volunteered to do this year. But Tiger, it looked like it meant everything, every ounce of his being was wrapped up in his golf career and winning majors. And, you know, so coming at it from a different angle, that being like an individual intensity is hard to share with a teammate, and that maybe was his stumbling block in this event. Scheffler is different because I don't think he comes off as intense at all as Tiger. He's excellent. He's won a ton, and he's the best player right now, but it doesn't – he basically said himself, it's not the most important thing in the world to me. Whereas I don't think you ever caught Tiger saying anything he was doing competitively wasn't the most important thing in that moment to him.
Yep.
So
I agree with that.
They're different, but maybe, you know, it's still the same sort of team problem. Like Scheffler, if he's supposed to be the leader of the team because he's the best guy, you know, it's like maybe putting the C on the wrong guy. Like, our best player isn't our best leader, is maybe what mm-hmm. you've got with Scheffler.
Mm-hmm. That's certainly how it looks today. I've been watching it all day. I fell asleep in the middle of the morning session, but I was up at 6, turned on, I told you, the Peacock yeah. pregame show, and I'm always here for the Ryder Cup. I love it. I think even from a golf standpoint, this might not apply to Scheffler or anyone else in particular, but, you know, you play a lot. I used to play a lot. When you're playing your own ball, and you have a 20-foot birdie putt. It's a 20-foot birdie putt. You know, you know how to process that. You'd like to make it. You don't want to run it 8 feet by. You know, you're sort of, depending on how long your putt is, you're sort of maybe subconsciously thinking about, well,
just get it close and,
you know,
I'll have a
lag it, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
But now you're playing in this, and your partner's already in for par, and like, oh well. And the commentators pretty much tell you this every time, like, don't leave it short. I mean, if you have right. a birdie putt and your team is already in for par,
take a run at it.
Right. It's a different putt.
Yep.
Right? Because
yep.
you wouldn't putt normally like that. Only in these situations when it doesn't matter if you miss by how much you miss by. Right? So
mm-hmm.
I think that also the golf is affected
yep.
by some of these situations.
That's right. That is different. Even if it's different if you I've been playing on Saturdays at a different place lately, and that's often a match-type situation. And, yeah, it's different. Like, if I'm paired up with my son and I know he's got an easy putt for par, yeah, I'm going to play. It loosens you up in a way, and you can just play differently.
Right. Well, it's one thing that's really interesting and fun about this event. Brian Koziol will join us at 6 from Bethpage. Email update.
Are you still at an even thousand?
$9.99.
Well, what happened? Do you want me to send you something?
It's been a week, right? That's funny. Yeah, so I can delete it immediately. I've gotten in front of it. I don't want it to go over 1,000, so I've got right now 999 unread emails in the inbox. You probably have 0.
That's exactly what I have.
You always have 0. And you know, like weekends, especially when I'm not working post-game, weekends go by and then I get around to it on Monday and there's like 200 new ones.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to get in front of it. So now that 1,000, that threshold is sitting there and I'm just choosing to take it, you know, seriously and limit it.
It definitely sounds like you have maybe never done the I'm going to go to work, I'm going to go on an unsubscribe bender. No, because if you're getting 200 emails over a weekend, like I don't get anywhere near that anymore. Because every few months I will, this shouldn't surprise you, if I'm a person who immediately looks at email and goes, delete, I know I don't want this or need this. I don't want to tell you how the dishwasher hat thing I can put a hat in to watch. I don't want to write to Amazon and tell them how that is going.
You got that, by the way?
I got that. It didn't work.
Didn't work.
It didn't work. My white hat did not get any whiter than it was when I put it in there, which is very disappointing. It could have been some operator error. I don't know. Anyway, I just delete that stuff right away. But I also, you know, over time, you just start getting, you know, different stuff you order. It's like, okay, all right, I don't really need updates on every band I've seen in concert the last 3 years on their merch. Like, I'm good right now. Unsubscribe. And that limits the amount of crap you get, too, obviously. So,
or
so it
just
like maybe you haven't done that in a while.
No, I never do that.
Yeah.
Or the spam folder. But you're right. The sum total of time spent on deleting these emails is way greater by now than it would be if I just threw them into the spam folder or unsubscribed to any of these things.
Yeah.
I get 10 or maybe 20, I don't even know how many, emails from, I just know, it's an immediate delete. I don't even look at it.
Our work email now has made the unsubscribe a lot easier. Most of the emails I get through the work email have, like, it's company generated, I think, like unsubscribe at the top, and you just click that and you're done. As opposed to, like, this labyrinth you sometimes fall into where they take you to a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hey, it's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase. And we host Jeremy and Joe, your daily destination for Buffalo sports talk. All Bills, all Sabres, all the time. Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for Jeremy and Joe, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
You know, a browser page, ask you why you're leaving. Are you sure? Like, oh my God, I don't want to have to click this 6 times. I just don't want to get email from the car wash place anymore. I'm good right now.
Yeah.
The work email has streamlined that somehow. I think they've put a mechanism in place that allows you to just get out just by clicking that one button that they have sent you, which I find very helpful.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
If I ever remember you're saying that. Yeah. When I'm negotiating, like every time I log into one of my 2 or 3 betting apps, I get an email telling me I've done it. Do you get that?
Yes.
And you don't unsubscribe to those. You just sort of.
No, I just live with that because, yeah. I.
Do you need that?
No.
Why do they have to tell you that?
No, I don't know.
To make sure? Is it one of these quasi-security methods so that, like, you... Your email is telling you, oh, well, maybe that wasn't me.
Right. I think I've never actually read one of those, but I'll bet it says somewhere, if this wasn't you, contact us. Right. So that makes sense.
I was on these apps last night frequently because I hit a couple. Had the under, had Barner to score. Like I hit a couple. So I, you know, vainly I'm checking my balance, you know, and maybe I'll do something else, right? Like you've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm on there a few times, but like, twice in the course of the day, I had to get the 6-digit code.
Oh.
Like, come on, aren't we friends?
Yeah, right.
Don't you know it's me? Like, really?
Yeah.
I've said my computer is my computer. You can trust this device. Still not good enough sometimes. Sal Capaccio coming up at 5. We'll talk about the Bills not having Oliver or Milano again on defense for this game, what it might mean, and more on the Bills matchup with New Orleans here coming up on Sunday, which of course you can hear on WGR. Bulldog and I will be on after the game for the on the postgame show. And Brian at 6 from Bethpage. We'll wedge picks in between. Because Brian doesn't need to sit on hold while we do picks. Let's actually ask about what it's like to be at Bethpage today.
I agree with that.
Let's not do that to Brian.
Good point.
803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog Football Friday on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hey, it's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase. Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever it works for you.